Okay, as Chris said, I'm going to be talking about physicians' knowledge of the 2010-11 ACIP recommendation for universal influenza vaccination. In February of 2010, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices voted to recommend annual influenza vaccination to all persons 6 months of age or older, that healthy people aged 19 to 49 without close contact with high-risk individuals were newly added to this recommendation. They had not been recommended for annual vaccination before. So this marked the first time that there has been a universal recommendation for annual influenza vaccination. These recommendations were published in the MMWR in August of 2010. And we know from many prior studies that a physician recommendation for vaccination is strongly associated with their patients getting vaccinated. However, a change in recommendations disseminated closely before the start of the influenza season may not have been known by all physicians. So we did a survey to examine physicians' knowledge of the recent ACIP recommendations and also to look at physician characteristics associated with recommending influenza vaccination to their patients. It was a cross-sectional online survey of 493 physicians conducted in September of 2010. Participants were recruited from the Physician Consulting Network, which is an internet research panel of healthcare workers that was originally established from the American Medical Association master file, but now it's also supplemented with recruitments from other vendor-supplied lists. Physicians who are members of this panel who listed their specialty as pediatrics, obstetrics, gynecology, internal medicine, or family general practice were invited to participate in the survey. So the question that we used to assess their knowledge of the 2010 ACIP recommendation read, for the 2010-11 influenza season, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends annual influenza vaccination for which types of patients? And then the respondent saw something that, like you see on your screen, it wasn't actually a table. Online, they had a row for each age group, adults 19 to 49 years, 50 to 64 years, 65 years and older, and then infants younger than 6 months, children aged 6 months to 4 years, and children aged 5 to 16 years. And for each row, they were supposed to check if vaccination was always recommended in the absence of a contraindication, if it was recommended only for those with a high-risk condition, or if that age group was not recommended for flu vaccination. And if participants checked always recommended for all the adult groups and children 6 months and older, and if they checked not recommended for infants 6 months and younger, which is the boxes highlighted in yellow, they were considered for the purposes of the survey to have correct knowledge of the 2010 ACIP recommendation. And respondents were also asked, do you plan to recommend flu vaccination to some or all of your adult patients this season, which was defined as now through March 2011? And the possible responses were all adult patients, most adult patients, some adult patients, or none of my adult patients. And they could also respond that they did not see adult patients in their practice. And those who responded most or some were asked follow-up questions about specific types of adult patients to whom they might or might not ask about recommended vaccination. Who they might or might not recommend vaccination to. And then similar questions were asked about recommendation to children. Additional questions were asked regarding the respondents' personal influenza vaccination history and beliefs about influenza and influenza vaccination. Logistic regression modeling was used to determine physician characteristics associated with recommending influenza vaccination to the appropriate patients. And all of these estimates were weighted to reflect the U.S. population of the surveyed physician specialties as reflected in the AMA master file. So the next few slides are just going to show the demographics of the study population. You can see that we recruited roughly equal numbers of each specialty, but when we weighted the estimates, internist and family general practitioners accounted for the majority of the sample. Most of the respondents worked in a group setting, were male between the ages of 40 and 49, and were white or other race. And other race is mostly Asian. So on to the results. Overall, 31.3% of physicians correctly identified all of the groups of patients included in the 2010 ACIP influenza vaccination recommendation. 64% knew that all persons 6 months of age or older were recommended for vaccination, but the reason the overall percentage is so low is because 49% actually incorrectly identified children less than 6 months as being recommended for vaccination. 72.5% of physicians who treat adults knew the correct recommendations for adults, and 43.3% of physicians who treat children knew the correct recommendations for children. So this slide goes more into depth about how the respondents answered the knowledge question for different age groups. Unfortunately, I don't have a pointer, but if you actually look at the bottom of the slide first, for patients over 65 years, almost everyone, 99% of the population, knew that those adults over 65 years were always recommended for influenza vaccination. But as we get into the younger age groups, fewer physicians knew that those age groups were always recommended for vaccination. And for the adults 19 to 49 years, only, 24.2% still believe that vaccination was only recommended for high-risk groups of those ages. And for children, the majority of physicians knew that children over 6 months were always recommended for vaccination, but still 15% thought that children aged 5 to 18 years were only recommended if they had a high-risk condition. And then the top line, only about half of the physicians knew that vaccination was not recommended for children younger than 6 months. And about a third of them thought that it was always recommended for children younger than 6 months. This figure shows the percentage of physicians with correct knowledge by specialty. Adults are shown in the green bar. And for adults, there really was no difference by specialty and the knowledge of that all adults were recommended for vaccination. Even pediatricians were as likely to know as other specialties that all adults were recommended. But for children, pediatricians were much more likely to know the correct recommendations for children than other specialties. And again, the reason that the percentages are so low is mostly because they incorrectly said that children younger than 6 months were recommended for vaccination. But even among pediatricians, only about 65% answered correctly for all the child age groups. This slide shows a univariate analysis of the frequency of physicians who report intent. So now we're switching to intent to follow. These are the physicians that said, yes, I intend to recommend vaccination to all of my adult patients. This is stratified by different physician characteristics. Overall, and this is limited to only those physicians who have said that they treat adult patients. Of all the physicians treating adult patients, about 62% say that they intend to recommend vaccination to all of their adult patients. Those who had correct knowledge of the recommendation were much more likely to say that they intend to recommend to all of their patients than those who did not know that all adults were now recommended for vaccination. For adults, actually, specialty was not significantly associated with intent to recommend, although internists were slightly less likely than the other specialties to say they would recommend it to all their patients. If the physician was personally vaccinated during the last influenza season, they were more likely to say that they were going to recommend vaccination to their patients than those who were not themselves vaccinated. And for adults, gender of the physician was not associated with a recommendation to their patients. And this is a similar slide for patients who treat children and their intent to recommend vaccination to their pediatric patients. About 78% say that they intend to recommend vaccination to all children 6 months in age or older. Again, those who correctly knew the recommendations for children were more likely to say that they were going to recommend vaccination to pediatric patients than those who did not know the recommendation. And for children, specialty was associated with intent to recommend vaccinations, with pediatricians being the most likely to say they're going to recommend to all of their patients, and internists being less likely. And I should also point out that there were about 30 OBGYNs and about 30 internists who said that they do see children in their practice, so that's why they are included in this slide. And again, if the physician personally was vaccinated last season, they were more likely to say that they would recommend vaccination to all of their patients. And unlike adults, for children, female physicians were actually more likely, significantly more likely, to say that they intend to recommend vaccination to all of their pediatric patients than male physicians. This is the multivariable analysis of the characteristics associated with intent to recommend vaccination. So everything on this slide is actually, all the results on this slide are controlled for the other variables that you see on the slide. For both recommendations to adults and children, physicians with correct knowledge were more likely to say that they intend to recommend vaccination to the appropriate patient than those without the correct knowledge. For adults, physicians who treat adults were almost three times as likely to say that they would recommend vaccination to their adult patients if they knew the correct 2010 recommendation. This was a stronger association than recommendations to children, but this makes sense because vaccination has been recommended for all children for several years now. So it was really that new 19 to 49 adult group that physicians newly had to learn. In multivariable analysis, the physicians personally being vaccinated last season remain significantly associated with intent to recommend to patients. And for both adults and children, OBGYNs and pediatricians for children were not more or less likely to recommend vaccination relative to family and general practitioners, but for both adult and child groups, internists were significantly less likely to say that they would recommend vaccination to all of their patients than family general practitioners. And gender, even for children, was not associated with recommendations in the multivariable analysis that fell out of this model. Age and race of physician and also geographic region were not associated with intent to follow the ACIP recommendation for either adults or children. Beliefs regarding influenza and influenza vaccination were also not associated with intent to recommend vaccination. This is actually because the survey participants had almost a universally positive beliefs about vaccination. Some examples: that 99% said that yes, they believe vaccination was safe. About 98% believed that vaccination was effective at reducing influenza transmission. About 98% believed that discussing flu and flu vaccination with their patients was a good use of their time, even though not 98% said they actually do it. So to sum all of this up, overall, 64% of physicians knew that all persons 6 months of age or older are now recommended for annual influenza vaccination. However, 49% incorrectly believe that children less than 6 months are always or sometimes recommended for vaccination. Almost all physicians knew that adults over 65 years were recommended for vaccination, but fewer knew that it was recommended for the younger age groups. And 74% knew that healthy 19 to 49-year-olds, which is the group newly added to the 2010 recommendation, were now recommended for vaccination. Pediatricians were more likely to be aware of the correct vaccination recommendations for children than other types of physicians who might also treat children. Internists were significantly less likely than family general practitioners to report intent to recommend influenza vaccination to children and adults. Physicians who are themselves vaccinated for influenza are more likely to recommend vaccination for their patients, and this is likely an indication of just those who really believe more in vaccinations and put more stock in vaccinations. I said before that, 99% said that they believe that vaccinations are safe and effective, et cetera, et cetera. But it's easy to say that on a survey, but the bigger indicator of those who really believe in vaccinations is whether they make the effort to themselves go out and get vaccinated. Physicians with correct knowledge of the 2010 ACIP recommendation were about three times more likely to report intent to recommend vaccination to adults and about 1.3 times more likely to recommend vaccination to children than physicians who were not knowledgeable of the new ACIP recommendation. So in conclusion, physician outreach and education should continue, especially among those non-pediatricians and non-family general practitioners who maybe not be as in tune to recommending vaccination. And ensuring physician knowledge of the current ACIP influenza vaccination recommendations can increase vaccination recommendations to patients, especially healthy young adults who have most recently been included in the recommendation.